I'm Ryan LaCroix, and you're listening to All Things Considered here on KOSU. Tonight, Oklahoma City band Horse Thief celebrates the release of their debut full-length album for Bella Union Records. The band plays a mixture of psychedelic rock and folk rock, along with a guitar sound reminiscent of the Smiths' Johnny Marr, and hints of Fleet Foxes and James. Horse Thief signed a deal with Bella Union Records in 2013, making them label mates with indie rock favorites Beach House, Fleet Foxes, and fellow Oklahomans The Flaming Lips. But the band's story begins back in the fall of 2010, when singer Cameron Neal and bassist Cody Fowler left their hometown of Denton, Texas, and moved to Oklahoma City to attend the Academy of Contemporary Music in Bricktown. This was with their old band, The Televators, which adopted a new name, Horse Thief, when they landed in Oklahoma. After a few member changes, they found three Oklahomans to round out the band in lead guitarist Alex Coleman, keyboardist Zach Zeller, and drummer Alberto Ribeiro. Neal says the title of the band's newest album, Fear and Bliss, reflects their initial moments as a band.
Knowing that something's good, but not knowing what's going to come from it, and having fear in that, and with the new lineup and everything like that, we all knew it was a really great idea, and we knew it was the right move to do that. But you never know how you're going to play with people, and you never know how it's going to be on the road, and there's a lot of factors that you just don't know how are going to turn out. But, you know, we all knew that it was something that we wanted, and we knew that it was a good idea.
The new lineup turned out to be a significant stepping stone for the band, providing crisper drum sounds, wailing guitar licks, and complementary harmonies. Their first practice together wielded the first song released from their new album, Devil, which Neal says isn't necessarily about religion.
I kind of struggle with anxiety and depression, and it's kind of a lot of that. It's like, you know, I might say devil or things like that, and it's not really a religious thing. It's more of talking about, like, devil and sin as far as, like, anxiety and depression.
Song might not necessarily be about religion. Religious themes still appear throughout the record, most notably on the song Little Dust.
I mean, the key theme of the song is actually about like a drug addicted preacher or someone that's like a religious person that is struggling with addiction and things like that. And I think kind of another theme, and going back to Fear and Bliss, of, you know, kind of the opposite side of things, of being addicted to something and knowing that and having this religious passion behind it. It's like, it's a very controversial thing, and it's a lot of people that are religious struggle with that kind of thing. And I think it's just a song that maybe somebody out there can relate to in that aspect.
And I'm sitting in the pew as I listen to the choir.
Horse Thief celebrates their new album, Fear in Bliss, tonight at 8 p.m. at the ACM UCO Performance Lab, located at 329 East Sheridan Avenue in Oklahoma City. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix, KOSU Music.